The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The parables that Christ speaks throughout the Gospels can be very difficult to understand. He uses imagery from a time and place that, at least for most of us here, is very foreign to our own experience of living. But luckily for us, as it says in the Gospel, Christ always explains these parables to the apostles. And even luckier for us, those apostles were the foundation of the church and passed all that information, down through the last 2,000 years. And so here we have a farmer. And the parable says that the only two things he does is sow the seeds and reap the harvest. But there's something else that takes place between these two events that the farmer, representing humanity, knows nothing about. After the seed is planting, it takes on a life of its own. The seed grows without the one who initially planted, because that seed is guided and directed by God and not by man. God gives the growth, not us. And yet that little seedling still needs water. It still needs good soil. It still needs some cooperation on the part of the farmer. You see, each one of us have this seed of faith inside of us. For some, it's still the tiniest of mustard seeds. It's just been planted. Others, perhaps it's already started to sprout up, maybe develop branches. Still others might already bearing full fruit. And regardless of what stage that seedling is at, God is still guiding and directing it little by little. And just like real seeds, that little seed of faith needs watering and tending if God is able to give it any growth at all. Because there's a reason Christ spoke in parables to the people. He was trying to help them water that seed of faith. Because faith comes through hearing. Specifically, hearing the Word of God. And that's a capital W. Not just like, oh, the Word of God. Oh, yeah, obviously the Bible. No, the Word of God with a capital W refers specifically to Jesus Christ. And so faith comes from hearing Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And just as Christ spoke to the people 2,000 years ago, Christ speaks to us in a myriad of ways today. He speaks to us through the natural world, through sacred tradition, through sacred scripture, but above all, he speaks to us through himself. But wherever we find Christ speaking to us, there are a few things to keep in mind when we're listening to him. And this, we do this only if we truly want everything to do. We only do this if we can want to do everything we can to encourage that little seed to sprout further. So what we do when we're listening to Christ, because this is how that seed gets watered, is by hearing, so listening. But when we're listening to Christ, we have to listen humbly, because it is God who is speaking to us. So whether this comes through the natural world when we see this beautiful flower or the birds flying in the air or a beautiful sunset, we have to receive that and listen to it humbly because, again, it is God speaking to us. But we also have to do so gratefully because when God speaks, everything he says is a priceless treasure. So when we hear sacred scripture, we have to venerate it and take it seriously because these are God's actual words to us, and they are a treasure. And so we also have to listen hungrily because we ought to long for this communication from God. We should be hungry for sacred tradition and sacred scripture. And so we also need to listen obediently because it reveals God's will for us. So God doesn't just speak just to speak. He never has. God always speaks with a purpose. God is always talking to us with some purpose. And so sometimes that purpose is to join the priesthood. Sometimes that purpose is to be a parent or a father. Sometimes that purpose is to go and help the needy, go and help the poor, to feed the hungry. But whatever the purpose is, God speaks to us, and we need to accept it and hear it and listen to it obediently. And also, we need to listen intelligently because God has given us a rational nature, and we should use our intellects when we greet him and when we encounter him and dialogue with him. Sometimes we mistake what we hear God saying to us. We've seen this throughout history. There's always there can be mistakes because we misunderstand what God says. Maybe we're not as familiar as we should be with the scripture, and so when it says cut off your hand, those are God's words, but he doesn't mean go and literally cut off your hand. Please do not do that. We use our intellect because God has given us reason and this ability to figure things out. And so reason has to play a part in our conversation with God when we're listening to him. Then we should also listen, again, conversationally, because the prayer which accompanies our reading of the sacred text can and will be a dialogue with God. It's never just us talking to God 24/7. It's not how it works. And it's also not God talking at us 24/7. It is always in relation. Because God is, well, he's a person. Father is a person, the Holy Spirit is a person, and Jesus Christ is a person. And one of the reasons that they are persons is because they are personable. Relation is a big part of this. And so we enter into relationship with them. We enter into conversation and dialogue with them. And lastly, when we listen to Jesus Christ, when we listen to the Word, we listen responsefully. Because God has given us a free will by which we can do what God wants with the help of his grace. So often, so many people, even many among the faithful, want to dismiss sacred scripture or sacred tradition, dismiss it as if the church hadn't received its deposit of faith from our Lord and Savior. But as Christians, as Catholics, we know who gave us these scriptures. We know who helped guide and institute sacred tradition. We know who has been guiding this very church for the last 2,000 years. It is God himself. It is the same God who created everything in the known universe, the same God who showed favor to the ancient Israelites, the same God who time and time again showed mercy to his wayward children, bringing them back to himself as often as they turned away. It is this God of ours who gives growth to that seed, both the real seeds in the world around us that are planted in fertile soil, and then that little seed of faith planted in the depths of our souls. My brothers and sisters, I want to reiterate that faith comes through hearing. When we hear well-prepared and faith-filled homilies, when we read sacred scripture, when we study sacred tradition and the sacred teachings of the church, Christ is speaking directly to us. But do we have the ears to listen faithfully, to listen humbly, and importantly, to listen obediently? These things are a necessity, a requirement for growth in the spiritual life. God wants to speak to you today and every day of your life. We must not be afraid of approaching him, of talking to him, engaging with him, and ask him to grant that growth to that little seed of faith that's within us. And if we do this, we'll be giving that little seed of faith the best possible soil for it to sprout and grow to full stature. That tiny mustard seed planted today can become the largest of trees. That small mustard seed of faith, if we allow God to do his work in us, will transform us into the greatest of saints, leading us ever closer to Jesus Christ himself.